Alright, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 29th of August 2009 and the time is 10 past midnight. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age and where you come from.
My name is Don Brandon. I come from London, born and bred, 37. Somehow, it still freaks the life out of me. So I got called up yesterday. Just to kind of fill a gap. So I think it's kind of, you know, there was a little part of me that was kind of glad I didn't have too much time to stew over this and worry too much about it. But yeah, here I am. Didn't have far to come. I live in Balham. Lived there for about 7 or 8 years. But always kind of around about London. I think I'm slowly working my way south. Started very north, slowly working my way south. And tried to leave a couple of times, never quite made it. It always kind of dragged me back for one reason or another. And yeah, that's me really. I've got six brothers and sisters, so there's quite a lot of us. Come from quite a big, strong kind of family background, which is great. Love them all, and they're all wicked, and it is great. But you know, there's I think it's some kind of weird way it makes it a little more of a challenge to kind of go out and make it on your own, which is quite a nice sort of thing sometimes. But I don't know why I keep saying the word but. And yeah, no, life is good. Nice to be here. Chuffed a bit, to be honest.
What was it that motivated you to put your name forward in the first place?
It was one of those spur of the moment things. You know, you see a news, I can't remember what it was. I read a newspaper thing, or I saw it on a website, or I heard it on a news program or something, and thought, yeah, I'll give a go at that. But you know, it's that's the very beginning of a process that you don't really expect to go very far. But that's life, I suppose. And so it was, I guess, less of a motivation, more of a whim, I think. Although I do know, I was kind of, you know, it was always a kind of an interesting corner of my eyes. I've been looking out and seeing what's going on in this place and see what was going to happen to it and see what might still happen to it and what's going on at the moment. And so I was always aware and always kind of vaguely interested in what was going on.
And what are your thoughts on the project as a whole, kind of you taking you out of the equation? So the One Another Project, what does that say to you?
Taking me out of the equation.
So what does the project mean?
Okay, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, I was called at the very last minute. So I guess I went through this whole sort of process of trying to establish to myself what is it all about? What is it? You know, is it one thing or is it another? So I looked at lots of videos and I read a lot about it, and I guess no one's really come up with the answer yet. It doesn't seem to me anyone really has. I suppose it's in you know, there's a large section of it is an art thing, a large section of it is a social thing, and I guess it's just an intangible, kind of exciting little project, one of these little things that takes place and no one really knows, I guess, what it is. I don't think anyone really does know what it is. I think Anthony Gordon himself said he's not quite sure what it is, and it doesn't even really matter. So yeah, and within that process, obviously, I was thinking, what am I going to do? I'm going to get up there. I'm not a singer, I'm not a dancer, I'm not a musician, so I can't sit up there and entertain, so there's no point in me trying to pretend I can. And so that's going to be interesting as well. To be honest, I'm really not sure. You know, I've got a few things snatched away in my bag, a few things that I could do, but to be honest, I'm kind of almost hoping I don't need to use anything. But we'll see.
So what does it mean to you being a part of it? Have you thought about?
Yeah, I have. I'm completely chuffed to bits that I am going to be part of it. I didn't expect it. I didn't really even think about it. And yeah, completely chuffed to bits. Love it. Completely love it. I don't think there's any other way of putting it, really.
So tell us a little bit about you, a bit about your background. You've mentioned about your family and coming from London.
Yeah.
Expand a little bit on that.
So I was born in London. My family in bits and pieces actually have all moved away, different parts of, as they've got older, different parts. I've always stayed around this area and always kind of ended up back in London. I have a background, I used to work in television, just do TV production for wildlife and documentaries, and had a great job. But then just one day, just about 3 or 4 years ago, just had enough for some reason, So. Packed it in and found myself sat next to a guy at a wedding who offered me a job doing loft conversions while I was making up my mind what else I wanted to do. So I did that, and really left field kind of idea, but really liked it, really quite enjoyed it. Loved the fact that I was going out every day and meeting people and kind of doing something that I hadn't done or considered before. So that's what I do now. I run my own little business doing that, and keeps me happy, keeps me ticking over. Family have all split up. They've all split into different directions. Lots of great cousins and nieces and nephews springing up all over the place. Have tried to move to Bristol. My girlfriend is now just moved to Bristol. She's in Bristol, so it's kind of a little bit of a drag for me to go over there. But I think I'm quite happy where I am at the moment. It's kind of, sometimes it takes you, you know, you get the chance to go and do something else and you realise actually you're quite happy doing what you're doing at the moment. That seems to be in the way. Yep. And my folks have split up. My dad lives in the States. My mum lives out of town, near High Wycombe, which is just a little bit out of London. And he's shacked up with some bird in Florida, pretending he's happy, but I really don't think he is, but it's not for me to judge, I suppose.
And you kind of mentioned that your relationship with, like, you know, your family, how you're kind of close-knit, you spend a lot of time socializing.
Yeah. Well, I'm very close. I've got four sisters. And there's the eldest of my brother, then there's me, and then I've got four sisters. And so me and my brother have a very special kind of relationship because we were always, I think, always growing up, we were always surrounded by girls. So I think we kind of formed this secret little clique. We used to call ourselves the Two Silver Bullets. You know, it was just me and him against the world. So we have a very good relationship, very special relationship. He lives in Bristol as well, which is why I guess I kind of always have a little bit of a tie to that place. He would have been here. He might still come here tonight, but I think he's just had a little kid, and I think his probably sleep patterns are far too disturbed to make it out at 1 o'clock on Friday night. And then I've got four sisters. Three of them are now married, and three nieces. There just seems to be this string of women have been born in the family. There were just something like 15 or 16 in a row. And so the nieces now just keep popping out. No boys are arriving. The youngest one is, she's just got a job in TV as well. Everyone seems to have kind of branched off into this media direction. And she has just got a job making videos for websites. It's her first kind of proper job since she left college. So she's moved to London, which is great for me. Great for her, hopefully, but great for me, definitely. And so we're good. We are a good little family. I think it's the whole kind of my mum and dad splitting up, which only happened 5 or 6 years ago, has kind of welded us together. And there's some things which just maybe should never have gone unsaid before between us about the bond maybe we had, which has been said now, which just makes it even stronger. So it's a good little community amongst us.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
I think I'm quite happy in my life. That's important to me. I feel quite content. I feel like I know what I'm all about. That's important to me. And I guess if you'd have asked me to do this a year ago, it's probably, I don't think I'd have been, I mean, I might have done it, but I think I probably would have spent far too much of my time panicking, because I would, I think I'm more settled in my life now. I'm okay to do things that I'm maybe not so comfortable with. What was the question?
So
I feel like I'm waffling.
The most important things to you.
Most important things in my life. Yeah, okay, well, I've started up this business. I'm a year into that. That's important to me. I feel like I'm proving something to myself, which I've needed to prove. That's important to me. My family are important to me. The fact that I feel happy is important to me. And just, I think, probably your good old traditional British values, you know. I am what I am, and I'm proud of it. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
And what hopes and plans have you got for the future?
I think my hopes and plans for the future are that although I would never like to think of my life as a materialistic thing, I'd love to think that one day I'll just pull on my shorts, walk down the beach and maybe do a couple of hours of work, and that will be my life. I won't waste it. I certainly won't be on the beach bumming it, but I will be on the beach, and that will be my life. And that's what I would love to. That's something that I don't think is just a pipe dream. That's something that I believe I will make happen at some point. I think my path is going in a nice direction, although I don't quite know what it is. I think it's going in a good direction, so I'm quite happy to follow it and see where it goes, and just trust the fact that it will be good. and deal with it if it's not. The family is important, and having kids and having family in the future, but and just kind of staying alive, I suppose. Staying alive, staying lively, staying cool and happy.
What fears do you have?
I fear being on my own, but not that much, I don't think. I fear that my company will go tits up, but then that's okay, I don't mind fearing that. And I sometimes, you know what, you go on a great holiday or a great trip or something like that, and you lose all the little day-to-day hassles and things that drag you down and stop you being yourself, and you kind of come back and you feel refreshed and you feel yourself, and you almost don't want to read the papers or listen to the news, because you're just in a nice little zone and you don't want to hear all the, you know, you only hear bad news, so you don't want to hear all that crap. So I guess I fear that I'm going to start believing some of the crap that I read, and I fear that that's going to start maybe having too much of an effect on my life, where I don't really want it to. I'm quite happy in my own little bubble, selfishly getting away with and getting on with what I'm getting on with.
So who would you say you're going on the plinth for?
I don't know. It's funny, I kind of thought this because there's definitely an expectation, I think, when you realise you're going on, there's almost an expectation to entertain. But then I thought, that's just not me, and that's almost kind of almost defeats the point, I suppose, of being up there. You know, it has to be, the whole point, if there is a point, or if anyone can try and define a point, is maybe just to try and get people up there to be themselves. And so I guess I'm up there for myself. I guess maybe I am.
And what impact would you like your experience to have on those that witness it and on yourself?
I would like, do you know what, I said this to somebody today, I would like the crane journey up to the plinth to be more exciting than the crane journey down. I don't want to be begging to get off it. Okay, so I hope that's the case. And I hope it means enough to me that I'm glad I did it. And I hope it means enough to anyone else who's, you know, my family or whoever's watching, that they're glad I did it as well. Or they're glad they were here, and, you know, I hope that. That's what I hope.
And how would you say the emotional journey's been from maybe first hearing?
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. It was completely terrifying. I tried to put it to the back of my mind, just kind of thinking a few things and thinking, oh, maybe I can do this, maybe I can do that. And then I had a look at the website, and everybody had done the things I was thinking of doing. So, and then I just thought, well, fine, relax. Maybe I was trying to relax too much. And then I just had a period where I was absolutely cacking it. Completely cacking it for about, I had a good 2 hours this evening. I'm on at 1 o'clock on Friday night. From about 8 o'clock through 10 o'clock, I think I was completely shitting myself. I got through five or six cigarettes, five or six whiskies. I just had to do something with myself. I didn't quite know what to do. I didn't want to go to the pub. A real roller coaster. And I feel quite calm now, but that might not last. So we'll see. But yeah, it has really been a whole sort of whirlpool of emotions.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Up and down, pretty positive, I think, and up for a challenge, experienced junkie maybe, but, you know, in three words, they ask you to describe yourself in three words, I say perhaps, blimey, I should never set myself that task of trying to define myself in three words. I don't know. I mean, I would describe myself as honest, sincere, shitting myself slightly, That's probably as much as I can muster at the moment. I'll think of some more as soon as I walk out of the room, I'm sure.
And what is it you do to, for the record, what is it you do in your spare time to relax when you're disconnecting?
To be honest, I've got this company, I've got this business, and I don't have a whole lot of spare time. I'm working silly, silly hours, but I will, if I do have time, I try to keep fit, try to go to the gym, try to read books. I'm doing a writing course, so I'd love to write stuff. Trying to learn the guitar, but to be honest, these are all things that have just been put on the back burner for the last 6 months because I just haven't had time. But I guess trying to better myself. I'm at that kind of 37-year-old age where that's probably what happens to most 30-something blokes. At some point, you know, they kind of think, shit, you know, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I'm trying to do it.
And how does it feel to be one of 2,400 that get to experience?
Completely chuffed. Completely chuffed. Love it. Love it. You know what would have been nicer is if this little ego in me was thinking when it says on the website 2,400 people, 13,000 something applied, I'd like that 13,000 to have an extra zero on the end and me still be one of the 2,400, but that's just the ego in me kicking out. But yeah, love it. Completely love it. And kind of glad, to be honest, a little bit glad that that I've got this little patch. So 1 o'clock's a good time, I think, on a Friday night, because it's kind of busy. People are out to have a bit of a laugh, a bit of fun, but there won't be too many people around, you know. But I think it's a good little slot to get.
Thank you very much.
Good.